Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl.
Welcome to the 356th episode of Travel Itch Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, along with my terrific new co-host, Keita Roberts, also known as Girl Carnivore, because of her creative and colorful culinary expertise. Every week at this time, we bring you inside the world of travel, from hotels and tours to cruise ships, planes, trains, and things you can eat or read on your trip. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the show later on Facebook, blogtalkradio.com, or my website, danschlossberg.net. Tonight we travel to Delaware, and our guest is Delaware Tourism Director Liz Keller. Welcome, Liz, to Travel Itch Radio.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for doing this. Keita?
Hey, so I obviously have a little bit of love for Delaware. I was born and raised there, but if you met somebody on an airplane who had never been to Delaware before, what would you say the biggest reason to visit is?
One of my first questions back is, what do you like to do? Delaware, you know, you can drive from the top to the bottom of Delaware in an hour and a half, and you go from mansions and gardens to beautiful beaches and bays. So we have just about everything covered in an hour and a half drive. So really, it's all up to you and what you want to discover.
Now, one of the original 13 colonies, Delaware has a rich history legacy, but wasn't it the first state to ratify the brand new United States Constitution?
We were. We are so proud to be the first state, and we are so proud of our history and heritage, and really we have beautiful attractions to visit where you can actually see people act out some of these historic moments.
Well, since we're talking about history and attractions, what are some of the major historic attractions, including colonial structures, that visitors can see in Delaware?
So we do have the First State National Historical Park, which covers multiple sites throughout the state. So you can see the location where we did become the first state, to some of our other historic attractions. And then one that really kind of stands out, Fort Delaware State Park, which is this small fort out into the river. And it was a fort during the Civil War, a fortress where soldiers were kept there. And it still stands, and it's this really wonderful site to go out and see reenactments. But also, if you're into a good ghost tour, it's a good spot to see as well.
How about some of the natural attractions like the Brandywine Valley?
The Brandywine Valley is gorgeous. I mean, you wouldn't think Delaware has hills. You kind of think of us as this flat state, but we have this beautiful hill area in the Brandywine Valley that's covered in gardens and woodlands and rivers. And it's just, it's picturesque, and it's serene when you're there.
And, of course, we need to know about Winterthur. What is it?
Winterthur is one of our DuPont mansions and estates. We have four locations. And Winterthur is this magnificent home that has the premier collection of antiques. It has really awesome exhibits throughout the year. We just had the costumes of the Crown. We had the costumes of Downton Abbey before. But then it's surrounded by acres and acres of this naturalistic garden. It's an absolutely beautiful location.
Can you elaborate a little bit more on that DuPont legacy in Delaware?
Yeah, so the DuPont family, there's four different sites. The Hagley Museum is where they invented gunpowder and where they started to make all of their money. And so the ancestral home and then the gunpowder mills, which are still operational, are there along the river. You have Winterthur, You have Nemours Estate, which is built to look like the Versailles in France, and it does. It's absolutely gorgeous. And then you have Mount Cuba Center, which is this tucked away hidden gem of just beautiful native gardens and woodlands, and you can go take a picnic and just sit there in the woods. It's really a beautiful spot.
We are talking with the Delaware Tourism Director, Liz Keller. And since spring comes early in Delaware, can you tell us a little bit about the Delaware Botanical Gardens and what town they're in?
Yeah, so the Delaware Botanic Gardens is a brand new attraction actually down by our beaches. So it is down by Ocean View, and they started really over the past couple of years really building up, planting, preparing, and this spring is the first big spring for the flowers and the gardens to bloom. And it's interesting because there's different habitats and environments, and you're along the bay, but also in this woodland area as well. So we're really excited to see what blooms there this year for the first time ever.
Your state may be small, 49th among the states, but is among the best when it comes to beaches and coastline. Where are some of the best places to go?
Yeah, we have, we kind of say each beach has its own personality. Lewis has this historic charm, and it's actually the point where the bay meets the ocean. So on one side of the Lewis, you can kind of go and just kind of float in the bay. And then on the other side of this huge great dune is where the ocean starts, and you can start to enjoy the waves if that's more your speed. And then as you go down the coastline, you have Rehoboth Beach, which is always a top favorite. Dewey, which is known for its nightlife and bayside activities. And then kind of all the way down into Fenwick Island, which actually isn't an island, but it's just this serene atmosphere where, you know, you look to your left and there's the ocean, and you look to your right and there's the bay, and you're just surrounded by this beautiful waterway. And you know, if you want a good Zen moment, it's definitely down there.
And speaking of warm weather attractions, what is the Firefly Music Festival? Where is it and when is it?
The Firefly Music Festival is one of the coolest annual events that we have in Delaware. It is in June, and it is set in the woodlands by the Dover International Speedway. So right outside the speedway are these wooded areas where thousands and thousands of people will come to camp, have an awesome experience, and then we will have incredible national acts, everyone from Halsey to Rage Against the Machine to Billie Eilish will be playing this year, and she just won a ton of Grammys this year. And in the past years, we've had Paul McCartney, we've had Foo Fighters. It's just this really cool setting where you're seeing awesome music acts, and then you don't feel like you're in Delaware, but you're so close to the surrounding area. It's just a cool little quick weekend getaway for people.
Now, like the Firefly Festival, your Woman of Hospitality Conference was a good hit last year when you guys introduced it. Can you tell us a little bit more?
Yeah, so we partnered late last year with the Delaware Restaurant Association, and we did the first ever Women of Hospitality Conference, where several hundred women in the region, actually, we had people come from Baltimore and Philadelphia, came for just a day of empowering women in the industry. And we had panels talking about, you know, mindfulness to how to, you know, do it all. And then, you know, also talking about, you know, tenacity and being a true leader. We had our keynote was Cara Diaguardi, who was an American Idol judge, and she works with people like Christina Aguilera on their songs. And so it was a really empowering day, and it was so uplifting to see the women in our industry just have an event that was just for them and their professional and personal growth.
That sounds really good. You know, I love the Lewis Cape May Ferry. It cuts out a ton of driving for people headed south on the Garden State Parkway, or actually if you're going the other way. How long is the ferry ride, and do some people just make a day trip out of it?
Oh, absolutely. So the ferry ride itself is 90 minutes to go from Lewis over to Cape May or Cape May over to Lewis. It is this scenic ride on the ferry. You can go on as a foot passenger, a bicycle passenger, motorcycle, or your car. And definitely, if you're going with your car, definitely reserve ahead because you can actually save a little money doing that. But, you know, sometimes when you're out there on the ferry, you'll look and there's a whale going by in the bay or dolphins. And then they have great entertainment on board. The 90 minutes goes by so fast. But it's great. You can just, you know, maybe come over on your bicycle and then go right into the state park and enjoy your day on the nature trails there.
We're talking with Delaware Tourism Director Liz Keller. Keita?
Okay, so what is the DECO Food Hall in Wilmington?
So it's the DECO Food Hall is this, like, upscale kind of food court in Wilmington. It's right by in the same building as the Hotel DuPont, which is a four-diamond luxury hotel. And so in this kind of upscale food court, you have people who have been nominees for James Beard Awards to a mom-and-pop shop who they're able to afford this location to share their delicious cuisine with everyone. They might not be able to afford a whole restaurant, but here they have the opportunity to grow their business. And so it is the hot spot for lunch in Wilmington, and it's also becoming the go-to place for happy hour after work.
And everybody needs to hear a little bit more about Wilmington, where I used to live, Delaware's biggest city, and about Dover, the state capital.
Yeah, so Wilmington, if you haven't been recently, definitely come back. The riverfront along in Wilmington is thriving. We have some new attractions and new hotels. There's a 76ers field house where the 76ers use it as a practice facility. We have beautiful new hotels, a children's museum, mini golf, beer garden, all of that just along the riverfront. So it's a great experience. And then in Dover, you know, one of the things that people always think about with Dover is that's our capital. That's, you know, a lot of our colonial heritage. But we also have the Dover Air Force Base, which has the Air Mobility Command Museum. And it is this museum filled with amazing historic aircrafts. And the tour guides who give the tours are veterans who worked on these aircrafts. So they're the people who know the mechanics. They've flown it. And the story, like every time you go, the stories you get are so different because, you know, their lives and their experiences have been so different. But it is one of our top visited and top rated attractions in Delaware. And it's just, it's an incredible sight to see.
Okay. I just want to interject here that there's a snafu with Blog Talk Radio and it's going to hang up on us early. So instead of a 30-minute show, it's going to be a 15-minute show. So please give us a website. How can people get more information about Delaware, please?
VisitDelaware.com is the number one place. We have a 1-800 line you can call, or you can check us out on Facebook or Instagram or YouTube.
Okay, our special guest tonight has been Liz Keller, Tourism Director for the beautiful state of Delaware. Thank you, Liz, for being our guest on Travel Itch Radio.
Thank you so much. We hope to have you guys out to our state soon.
Okay, and next week our guest will be Barbara Golden of St. Augustine, Florida. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg along with Keita Roberts, Girl Carnivore, saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night.